Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This is episode 9, part 2.
So everybody's got a map now that they see?
Yep.
Yeah. I see the map.
Okay. I see airplane.
Yes, I did not have a token for an actual airplane.
Shame.
I thought you were better than that.
Yeah, well.
Maybe it's because you weren't playing another game on Friday.
No, it was actually Thursday. We put yours on hiatus because I can't play 4 games in a week. The wife would kill me.
4 games?
Well, 3. Yeah. Well, it would be 4 with yours.
No, wait, what? I know there's this one. I know there's Thursday. What is the other one?
The
no
Burning offense. Empire game that Abel's going to be on Sunday.
Ah, okay. No problem.
I was lamenting that I haven't gotten the chance to play a lot of these indie games, so I love reading through them, and Abel offered to run a Burning Empires.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which I don't think the guy from Gutter...
Oh, he didn't contact you?
I'll check my email in a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. But
now do you see two guys on there?
Yep.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Two shady characters.
Actually, they're us.
the two shady characters are some guards they left stationed out here.
Mm-hmm. I thought it... And here I thought it was just Mr. C and Mr. C.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monkey C.
Before you headed out to the countryside, though, did you guys want to do anything else before you left the city?
Probably ask for some weapons when we get outside the city.
You've been heading out to that farm a lot to do practice, so you've got a good relationship going with them. So yeah, they'll let you bum a couple of pistols and some rifles that they used to hunt with.
All right.
Because I'd rather be safe than sorry, even though we're there with protection.
All right. So what you find, this is a farmstead, okay, that is, it's not part of the farm collective. It actually, you know, when you ask your friends the farm that you normally go to, Bishop, they tell you that as far as they know, it was abandoned. It was a family plot of land. They had purchased the right to, build a home out there and to till the land, and they would occasionally sell specialized products in town. You know, they didn't do the large-scale farming that, like, the concerns do over here. What they do is, like, yeah, they do certain herbs, things like that. But as far as anyone in your location knows, no one's been there for a while, so they really can't offer you a lot of information about what's there. But they do know where it is, and they would point out how to get there. And when you arrive, this is what you find. The tiled section that you're seeing there that looks like a dungeon floor, that's actually an area of land that has been planed over and concreted, and it's apparently been used as an airplane strip. There's actually a broken down airplane still on the strip. There are two guards out there with rifles, and they're wearing the suits for the security guards that you saw in Tesla's in the energy department. They're wearing those guard uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we weren't. We weren't there. We know nothing about it.
Yes. We're meeting for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
We are meeting again for the very first time.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So, all right. Where's the body?
Talking to one of the guards is still there. They tell you, well, we've already had this body sent back. The guy did have a family. We didn't want to just leave it out here.
Okay.
But nothing else has been touched. The guard takes you to where he was found. It's inside the house there where the bearskin rug is. The rug is still got blood all over it. And they've chalk lined out where his body was. And
then people actually did that. Contaminates the same with chalk.
No, well, there you go. They said by the time they got here to check up on their man, the place was emptied out. there had obviously been several people here just by looking at there's areas of the ground that have been cleared out where there were obviously tents set up. There was a big cooking fire pit. Lots of indication there were many men through here, as well as this airfield that had been built. And the airplane that looks like it's malfunctioned. It wasn't, it's not in a running condition, and it didn't look like they had time to fix it, so they just left it. There are three large storage buildings out here. These are very modern buildings. Those are those three concrete squares towards the bottom of the screen. They're warehouses. All three were empty, but there are lots of signs. There's smashed up crates in there. Lots of signs that they've been heavily used.
Well, Ms. Abel, have you always wanted your own airplane?
That's what I was thinking. I guess by land, by sea, and by air, Airbow will get there.
The airplane does look like it's in pretty bad condition. The entire engine is leaking oil beneath the airplane itself. Looks like it's taken fire. There are bullet holes in the side of the frame.
Does it look like bullet holes we caused?
No, these are large caliber weapon.
Is there an ace on the side?
There is.
Bastards. I'll get you. And your little dog, too.
Alright, well, I guess you have. I guess I'll give the plane a once over, see if anybody's left anything inside it, or maybe helpful.
Sure, you don't need a roll for, you're not under any kind of time pressure. The thing that you find that is of interest is that apparently the pilot had been shot. There's a great deal of blood in the cockpit. Other than that, there's not really anything else left in the plane.
Okay. What are those staircases that kind of are there near the bottom of the map to the left of the airfield?
Those are the concrete bunkers he was talking about.
Yep. Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm trying to remember. I'll kind of rifle through the house and let's see if there's anything in there of interest.
Sure. One of the first things you notice is that the fireplace is filled with like a fine ash. Is it someone had burned a great deal of paper?
Nothing.
Give me an investigation roll, otherwise.
Okay. That would be a 4.
Oh, pretty good. Under the bed, there's a small trap door in the floor, just a couple of feet square. And inside, there are some well-oiled cloths that contain handguns. And you find three handguns in there. They're the six-shooter variety. No bullets, though, just the guns.
Hey, guys, I found us some weapons. Well oiled, no bullets. What's the... So do they actually look like real... Do they look military style, or are they look... They're not like the shoddy, handmade ones?
No, these actually look like... they're all produced by the same craftsman, and they definitely look military. They're good metal. They look like they're very functional. And very durable.
Craftsman or machined?
Everything is crafted.
Okay.
There is no mass production. So.
Okay. Wasn't sure. Okay. I get some gloves and...
How many guns are we talking here?
Three.
Oh, three. Okay, so okay. It's not like a case.
Any indication of boxes might have having been down here?
It's really, the area beneath the bed isn't really large enough for more than this stash that's in here.
Oh, it's just a small
stash. It's like
stash
a hidey hole, yeah.
Okay. Let's go through the bunkers real quick then.
I want to scout the area and see if there's anything that looks odd where they may have actually stored other stuff out on the grounds, not just in the bunkers themselves.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and give me investigation rolls. all around except for Bishop. You're still kind of going through the house. What's your total, Gavin?
Two. I found some dirt. Oh, there's a tree.
It's still a success.
You find just signs that this area actually held quite a few people. I mean, you're seeing a lot of footprints around in the area behind the house. There were lots of tents pitched here. I mean, you're seeing what the guards have basically told you. You're seeing evidence of this. You're figuring upwards of 15 people, maybe more. Just by, you know, counting the number of posts you're seeing in the ground for tents, you're kind of getting an estimation of how many people you think were here. Yep. Seems like there have been very, other than the chimney that's in the house itself, you don't see a lot in the way of large cook fires. Of course, on the airfield there, you do notice that there are those six braziers set up. People there are making night landings. But they were really fastidious about keeping the area clean. Like, you don't see a great deal of trash around.
And is there any particular footprints that go places but don't seem to actually be anything there? Immediately obvious?
Okay. I will give you this. Your investigation role wasn't high enough to see this, but it's a good question. Actually, there's a lot of footprints that go up to the well. I mean, more than would make a lot of sense to you.
Yeah, so I was going to specifically look on the well later, but yes.
Taking a look at the well, one of the other thing that you find that's odd is that the rope attached to it is not your standard hemp rope. It's actually a very well crafted, multi twined rope that's got a fastener on the top where there's usually a piece of wood that goes across the top with a crank handle on it. Instead of a piece of wood, it is an iron rod that's set into the well, and the rope is attached to it with a very well-crafted clasp. The rope's also knotted in about, 2-foot intervals.
Right.
Anyone good at climbing?
I guess that would be playing old athletics, right?
Yeah, but you guys kind of split up, so I'm going to... Drina, when you were looking into the warehouses down there, something you notice is you've got working in, a machine shop and around cars a lot, your nose is kind of tuned to this. There was quite a bit of technology stored in here. It's got that leaky oil smell to the air. It's also... You need to stay to standing in here. It feels very similar to like how your garage feels.
Right.
Like it wasn't just storage. You were apparently assembling things in here as well.
The robots. Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot. Drina also has a robot.
Nice. Wait a minute.
What? There's a robot down here?
No. From the last time, you have a robot. Just one, though. The second one actually sunk to the bottom of the river. Have one.
Yes, I forgot about that. So she has one of everything.
So, let's see. So there are bunkers, you're saying, that it looked like there was some kind of factory here, like there were something being fabricated here?
Yeah. They definitely looked like they were used for not just storage, but for fabrication as well.
Okay. Are there any marks on the floor? Can I get a sense of how big these machines were? Because obviously they took them out of here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing here now.
You can't get a great sense of it. I mean, there are skid marks and, scratches all over the floors. I mean, there's, some pools of oil and some other liquids, refrigerants, coolants, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I mean... You can pretty much guess it was something that used an engine of some sort.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I'm guessing they probably had lathes down here or something else. They need to machine parts, attach them to their vehicles, planes, whatever they needed. Okay.
And one of the other things that you notice is the riverbank that flows across the bottom of the farm there. They've felled some trees to block off the river so that you couldn't actually sail a boat down through there.
Uh-huh.
couldn't sail a boat, but you could sail a submarine.
The banks right there aren't really deep enough to hold a sub. Although it does get deeper further out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I guess that's it for here. So I come up, and I guess we go to the well.
What do we do with the 30 pistols?
Leave it there. I mean, I guess
we're empty.
I'm guessing they probably belonged to our men. I mean, it wasn't like a weapon stash. These were probably his personal weapons. They're something he kept as a holdout just in case. But obviously it didn't help him out.
Nope.
But we should just keep them as evidence for now.
Yeah, give it to the guard. I give it to the guards.
Mm-hmm. Unless that trap's new, I wouldn't have thought so.
I'll say again?
Unless that trap door was just... It was only here for like 3 days or so.
Oh, that's true.
But it could easily have been some stash of someone else, I mean.
Somebody
left it behind.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We should fingerprint. Well, no, we don't have fingerprint. Never mind.
Yeah, we have fingerprinting. It's just that we'd have to compare it manually.
And there's no guarantee of
that there's fingerprints on them because they're well.
Well, there's no guarantee that anyone out here ever got fingerprinted enough to be put into our system.
So. Yeah. Well, we'll table that for now. I don't have.
Yeah, not important. Yeah. Not important.
We'll give it to the guards just so that we have it in evidence.
Yeah, so who's going into the well? Looking at picture.
First I pull on the rope up with it just to see if it actually comes up or whether it's fully locked down. Like
no, it right actually it has a little bit of slack so that the rope it has that natural kind of sway in it so that it looks like it's a normal well from a distance. But once you tug on it, it once you pull up maybe about a foot worth of rope, it's anchored to the bottom.
I drop a pebble down just to hear what happens.
It strikes bottom, but no, you don't hear the sound of water.
Oh, about how long does it take to strike bottom?
No, not very. It's pretty quick.
Oh, good.
Fine, I'm just...
So when we find the secret tunnel and we all go down
you
there,
just get down already.
No, not me. Ladies first. She's the one with the wrench.
With the knotted rope, climbing is actually quite easy. If you have any athletics at all, you don't need to roll. If you don't, you will.
Okay, then I have athletics.
Oh, fine. I have a point of athletics.
Yes, yeah. If you have it at all, you can easily climb down. I mean, the knots are spaced perfectly for handed footholds. And it's not too far down. It goes down enough so that the light doesn't reach quite the bottom. But as soon as you hit get on the bottom, you can clearly see the outline of a door down here. And there is no water in the bottom of the well at all. It's actually smooth, flat concrete.
When I climb down, I kind of tie a lantern around my waist or something, you know, some jerry rig something, and so that it stays with me and kind of bring it down with me.
It's wide enough for two people to be able to stand at the bottom of the well, but no more.
What's it like down there?
Well,
cold and not wet.
It's crowded. I guess we need to. There's got to be a latch or something.
There's a key. There is a keyhole in the door. Very odd looking. It doesn't look like a normal key would fit in there. But there's no doorknob at all.
I'll go up and get him. I climb back up and go. Okay, there's a weird keyhole. You're the one who deals with locks. I only know of the basics, so you go down
first.
I'm just
a simple cleric at the ministry.
Yes, but...
the ministry loses keys a lot, apparently.
Yes, I remember the punch card. You see, the ministry, I know, is a ministry of keys, and you have to, you never know when a superior is going to lock himself out of his office. You know what I mean.
I'm just staring at you blankly.
Go down. Deal with the lock.
Just get down here.
Was there any sign of any particular unusual keys in when you searched the house?
I'm going to guess no, because Bert didn't tell me.
Well, now that you know what you're looking for because you've seen the keyhole, you
may be able
to go, oh, actually, that thing over there looks like it might be.
That crest of that family crest that was on the wall. Oh, that looks like it'll fit there.
No, nothing that comes to mind. Okay, I mean, you didn't find anything odd at all inside the house other than the really fine ash in the fireplace.
Okay, I go back and move the ash around.
Carefully, if you're doing that, scatter the ash about.
So are you climbing back up out of the well to go and check the house again?
I already said I climbed out of the well because only two people fit down there, and Drina's already down there, and I was down there, so I was climbing out anyway.
Sure.
So I go check the ash. I say, wait a minute, I got to go check something. Come here with me so we can both check this ash out while we leave Drina down at the bottom of the well.
All right. You carefully move the ash around, sift it about a bit. You find some there are still some scraps of paper that apparently didn't burn all the way that you are able to pull out of the ash pile, but nothing else in the fireplace.
What is the paper? What little snippets do we get?
It's three even columns of numbers and letters.
Ministry, here you go.
It's not complete because some of the paper has been burned.
Yeah, but
be very careful handling that. The paper is probably quite brittle. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you take any guess what this might be?
A list of letters and numbers.
Accounts.
You need more time than right this minute to look at that.
Okay, I'll set it on the table and you can go down.
Is there a desk drawer with a locked drawer or underneath the drawer that there's a key attached to or anything?
No. There is a table here, but it doesn't have any drawers. And as a matter of fact, the house is far too small for the number of people that you figured are actually in and about here. I mean, the cabin is large enough for like maybe a very small family. But yeah, no, there's really nothing else here.
Is there anybody else coming down here?
Just have a look underneath that rug before, and then I'll go down the well.
Okay, I look. I carefully lift the rug, looking underneath it, going, "Ew, I'm ready to deal with the blood."
There's nothing under it. I mean, it is just a floorboard. The blood soaked through the hide a bit.
Nothing. Okay, can you go down and deal with the lock now that we're
going down.
Don't forget this lantern so you can see what you're doing.
I go down the well.
Okay. Drina's down there pondering this door that has no knob, just a center plate with an odd round opening.
Oh my god. Would one of you try putting your hand in there?
Oh, it's small. It's like half an inch in diameter.
So,
have you done anything yet, Gavin?
Looking at it first.
I thought you were a miracle worker.
We need a second here, okay?
So, okay. You guys are staring at this door. Door seems to be metal clad wood.
I knock on the door.
Yeah, it resonates a bit, so it sounds like there is a fairly large opening behind it, but it doesn't budge.
Can you say through the keyhole at all? Presuming it is some form of keyhole.
You take a look.
Yep.
All right. There's actually a dull red glow that you can see through the keyhole.
Odd.
Okay, I'm tapping on the door with the wrench.
Mm-hmm.
And giving it a push.
It's pretty solid. You don't think it's the whole door is steel. Like I said, you think it's wood clad with steel over it.
Have you tried putting a couple fingers in the hole and pulling it? Or putting a finger and pulling it?
I'm not sticking my fingers in there. I pull out a pencil and stick the pencil in there.
All right. There is a sound of something inside the door engaging, and it swings open. The inside of the room is bathed in this red light. It illuminates the room fairly well, but it's not bright enough to actually, you know, illuminate the hall outside, so the light doesn't extend very far outside of the room. And it looks like a bunker. You see rows of cots, and there's a desk where there is a substantial amount of radio equipment. Looks like it's been demolished, though, like someone either shot it or beat on it till it stopped working.
Yeah, poor radio. She said one day to go into retirement. No!
So the, there's radio, how many radio operators would there have been? One or several? Or?
Well, there are two chairs pulled up to the desk where the radio equipment is. And you count 10 bunks, like 10 bunk beds down here.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? Ooh. Ooh, a red glow on the bottom. I think I'll come down now.
Drina, give me a repair roll there.
Okay. Wow. That's two.
Okay. There is a thick electrical conduit that runs off of the table where all the radio equipment was, and it kind of just kind of continues on down through the room, and it looks like it goes out through the wall and like up as well. So it's kind of angled through the wall in the back, and then goes and kind of angles up. Looking at it, you figure there's an antenna somewhere on the surface.
Hmm.
Okay. So can I tell from looking here about where the antenna would be?
You can make a guess. It's hard to. You have no idea how long the cable actually is. But looking at it, it's definitely the kind of cable you would use to attach to a high-gain dish of some sort or transmitter.
Still be hidden in one of the trees.
Was there anything funny looking on the roof of the house?
No, not at all. It's just a thatch roof.
Yeah, the antenna, they could have built it into just about anything. Is there anything I can tell from the equipment here?
It was a pretty sophisticated telegraph, is what you're seeing.
Right.
Just to also have a look around this other room, so we're not neglecting that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a pretty advanced telegraph machine there. It looks like it's set up into some kind of a small analytical machine. I mean, very small. It would have limited capacity. And there is a radio as well.
Tap the wall, see if there's anything invisible, any hidden walls.
Sure, just go ahead and give me investigation rolls.
Are you a dwarf? Because you get it. Ooh, it's a 2 and 6 chance.
Wait. 5.
Okay, well, both of you got over a 3. Apparently this room was more hastily cleaned out because some things were left in the bunk beds. You don't find a lot, but you're able to pull out, there's a few sepia-tone photographs of, women and children in different beds. There's, some reading materials. You find some magazines.
Yeah, people away from home, mm-hmm. pictures of loved ones with them.
Yep. a particular interest. Two of the magazines you find are in French.
Spies Monthly? Wait a minute.
You translate something to like girls, yeah. Girls, girls, where they show lots of ankle.
Right.
Menage et moi.
Ooh, racy.
How old are the magazines?
Not very. A couple weeks.
I haven't got this issue yet. I mean.
Yeah, go ahead. Just take it. You can take it if you promise never to ever mention it again. Thank you.
At least we know they're French, so that if we attack them, they will surrender.
Like they did here?
Yep, they surrendered. They retreated.
No, this is before all that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So any date on the photographs, anything that might tell us where it is?
No. I mean, there's some of them have names on them, like, to my dearest, that sort of thing, but no dates.
Nothing in the background, like any city buildings that might be recognizable?
Yeah, there are. How well traveled is Bishop?
Not very, yes. But I look over at Gavin, who was new to the city.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess somewhere in France, if not around here. You know, it's a bit of a wild leap, but I think just get away with.
I meant, is it the buildings, do they look more frontierish or are they more city-like? Like,
oh, they're definitely more city-like.
As in, probably, how advanced is city?
Not as advanced as Metapole, but Metapole is like cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You can give me a roll there, just on your general knowledge, just to see if you recognize anything.
That's pretty, yeah, I recognize everything.
Okay, no, they're not all French. I mean, although one of them you're pretty sure is France. It's got a certain angle that you remember seeing on a postcard, but not all of them are. One you're for instance very sure is from the UK. You know, at a building that you actually stayed in for a little while there. No, you're just getting the feeling that there was more than a single nationality of people in here.
Multinationals. Very dangerous. Please take them
out. This would fit with the whole Ace Gang being not exclusively towards any one nationality.
Yes. Which makes them even more dangerous and more need to be dealt with. Yes, very, very.
Yeah, Bishop usually terrifies me with the level of obsession he shows whenever we go out. Mm-hmm. But in this case, actually, he's right. That is rather troubling that this group is able to operate so well across international borders.
Mm. Oh, and I've just thought of a possible way we might be able to find out where the antenna is.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll work, though.
Right.
If we knock on the cord when we're up on the ground, we might be able to hope that the sound travels on the cord easier than across the ground, so we're going to try and identify where the sound is coming from.
Okay. That sounds totally reasonable. So...
It's pretty good. Yeah, go ahead and take a chip for that.
No problem. Take my wrench and start tapping on the cord. And I'll go up and see if I can hear some kind of noise somewhere. Maybe it's inside a ply of some plumbing, or
maybe I'm just seeing the wrench being like Thor's hammer. Only Drina can lift it.
Right, only Drina or seven men can lift the.
So me and Gavin are both holding the wrench.
it's potent. You feel its potency.
Damn, no wonder. No wonder she carries this thing.
So, yeah, do I hear anything when I go up?
Hey, give me an alertness roll.
I think that's a one. Yeah, that's a one.
Okay, it is a success. It takes you a little bit to find it. Are you seeing the drawing I just cut out on the map? Ooh. There?
Okay.
Okay, actually, when you go out there, you're hearing the tapping coming from it, and what you first thought, I mean, it looked just like a dense canopy of trees, is actually a tarp that was very cleverly painted, and it's covering a fairly large broadcasting tower.
Like, how large as an area, why, that would cover?
Do you know anything about electronics to figure that?
No, but I was hoping.
Yeah, I will. I'll see how. I'm kind of curious what the range of this thing is too.
Well, a couple of things come to mind. I mean, the tower is large enough, and the electrical cable that ran out here was the type that would carry a great deal of power. That this would have a range. Well, I mean, we're talking. With the right receiver, it could be intercontinental.
Wow.
Okay. Which brings the other question to Drina is, where's the power coming from? Now that you're thinking right. Back with the red lights that are still going on down there.
Yeah, well, do I hear anything? There's got to be a generator somewhere.
You actually don't.
Drawing power from Metapol somehow, but that's impossible. Doesn't transmit this far. Does it? Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, give me a repair roll.
Okay, I'll do that.
We immediately start checking all the other trees to see if they've got tarps on them or two.
Five.
Oh, pretty good. Actually, yeah, you're able to trace some more cables that are buried near the base of this broadcast tower. They've been covered over with dirt and with some grass, but you unearth a few more, and you're actually thinking that they are hijacking power from Metapol. That the broadcast power, it doesn't, the range of Metapol's broadcast tower pretty much ends for the effective range right at the edge of Metapol, but the towers are able to step that up enough to pull more electricity out of what does come out here. And you're also so able to trace one of the wires actually also goes all the way down to the riverbank where you saw those two trees that were thrown over the river there. There is actually a turbine in the water. Kind of like a water wheel, but yeah. Instead of it being the splash kind where it goes over the top to turn the wheel is actually flat on the bottom of the river and is more like turns like a fan in the current.
That's pretty friggin' clever.
Am I the only one seeing Drina set up her own out of town area where she can siphon off power from Interpol now?
Yeah. I think she's gonna buy the farm.
Yes, I will, but that all depends on I'm rather interested to see how this thing works, as would a great many people.
Okay, you guys that are still down in that bunker, give me alertness rolls.
Oh dear, we're in trouble now. Five.
Hey, both of you feel a slight tremor that seems to go through and echo through the chamber that you're in down here, and you hear kind of like the sound of sounds like stone or metal sliding on stone or metal. It's kind of a grinding sound, and it the whole chamber just is kind of reverberating a little.
I grab my gun and go, another drilling machine, maybe?
So I'm looking over at the door. Is it shutting?
No, it's not.
Okay. Is it an ongoing thing, or is it just a momentary thing?
It lasted for almost a minute.
So did I feel that?
Outside, no, you did not.
Would I have enough time to put my ear to the wall to try and get direction?
Yes.
I'll do that.
All right. It seems to be coming from the area down by the river, like around where the three concrete warehouses are.
Drilling machine, probably.
We need to get out of here and let's go.
Let's go. Go.
All right.
Well, wait. Let's not jump to conclusions here.
Drina, oh, you're not here.
Drina, drop your or Abel, drop Drina's tokens on the map. You could drop it by the river. Would be the last place you would have investigated, just somewhere around by where those logs are. And you guys pop out your token somewhere around the well.
So it would be where?
Where those two down trees are by the river.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the great unknown.
Stop! Who's moving my dragon?
What the hell?
Oh, bollocks.
Right.
All right. When you guys kind of come out of there in a panic, Drina, go ahead and give me an alertness roll. You've just found the paddle wheel that's in the water.
Right. Alertness. Go. That's a one.
A one. Okay. You hear there's some kind of grinding coming from the three concrete warehouses. So you are not taken completely by surprise.
Hopefully the two guards aren't taken by surprise.
I'm going to roll for them in just a second. Four robots or the metal men step out of the building, two and the one. Can you see them on the screen?
Yeah. Okay.
There they are.
And unfortunately, the guards don't seem to notice.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try something a little different this time. I'm kind of not locking how slow the initiatives and everything goes. I just want to try a simple initiative system. Does somebody in the group roll four fudge dice? If anybody actually has the stunt that allows you to go first, tell me. Otherwise, we're just going to go all, you know, you guys will all go or they will all go, and we'll do it that way. We'll see how that works out.
The only thing I have is the danger sense, which gives me a bonus.
Right.
So,
you can push the button in, Marcus.
Yeah, just somebody push the button. All right. Well, in ties, I'm going to go with the heroes. So, all right. Drina, you're not taken by surprise, or no one is. You all heard something going on. Just let me know what you guys are doing.
Do we see
you guys don't actually see them yet, because where you're placed, you just know that the sound came somewhere from the river. Drina, you see them. The guards, the two guards by the airplane, don't see them.
Are they armed?
They have arms, but they don't seem to have anything else.
Sure, I shout, "Hey, guards, over here!"
All right, so you're going to get their attention.
Yeah, I can't think of anything super clever to say. I'm sorry. I just get that shout and get their attention.
Sure.
What is that thing? It looks like a ruined cart between me and the robots.
It's a outcropping of rock, just rubble.
Okay, I will go run, move up and hide right there.
Okay.
Peeking around the corner.
Sure, so you shouted and then kind of hid yourself. All right, what are the rest of you guys doing?
I was just going to move up and see what I see, because I don't know what's happening. I want to do so stealthily, but
follow Gavin stealthily.
Sure. Do either one of you have stealthy-like skills?
I've got stealth. All
right,
I got stealth.
There's no stealth. Oh, not bad.
What's your total?
Two.
Three.
Okay, yeah, you both did better than their observation was anyway. Okay, on their turn, they are going to make an alertness roll and see if they can acquire targets. Yes. Apparently they heard Drina shout. So they're going to start heading out this way. They're fairly lumbering. They move slowly. And then on the same turn, the guards will now notice that there's something going on down here. So, what's going on? They don't exactly know where everything is, so they'll just kind of do that. All right, you guys are able to Well, you see the one that's right in front of you there, and it's kind of heading off to where Drina shot it from. So you don't see the other three that are closer to her. You see the one that's right below you there.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, what are you guys doing?
So as far as I knew, it came from that there. So I'm heading towards this thing over here. Mm-hmm. In particular, my intention is to see if there's some sort of off switch in the bunker that activated them. This is until I see the rest of them and stuff and go, ah!
Okay, so you don't quite make it into the bunker then, or do you just acknowledge that they're there and go into the bunker anyway? They don't seem to have noticed you.
I'll be pausing once I see it. I'll be pausing outside, just outside the bunker to look around and reassess my situation.
Okay, good enough.
I'll be seeing the other guards and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I kind of wave to the one guard who is in the back, like, over this direction, as into where Gavin's moving, and then I follow kind of Gavin.
All right. And then he'll follow you.
And then stop and go, Jess? Mm-hmm.
Drina, they're marching menacingly towards you, their robotic arms outstretched as if they were metallic zombies looking for brain.
Fair enough. How quick are they?
Slow. They move pretty slow, although they seem to be pretty sure-footed. They don't look awkward. They just don't look like they move particularly quickly.
That is fine. Which direction is the river flowing?
East.
From left to right, then?
Actually, that would make sense from where the thing is. It's going to be flow west, so it's going to go from the right to the left.
Right. I see. I was going to jump in, but I'm going to run around the outcropping and try to get approximately there. Mm-hmm. I'm basically going to run and rejoin, like, the guards and Gavin and Bishop.
Okay. on their turn, they're going to play catch-up with Drina. They are much slower than you. But unfortunately, the other thing that happens is that their hands that are outstretched, you see a blue spark, and then apparently has some kind of gas or some kind of flame-throwing device, as you now have a pilot light lit on their arms as they're trying to come around. This one notices this guard is heading this way. They don't notice you guys, though.
I should have jumped into the river.
You guys see the spark, too. All the robots kind of sparked up at the same time there.
Any weak points on the robots?
How, like, would you know?
Something that isn't made of metal?
No, it seems to be all made of metal.
There's, like, this little clockwork key on the top that's turning, and you figure if you jam it. All right, I guess I'll be heading into the river after all.
Good luck.
I'll be fine. It's not that fast moving.
All right, so, how are you? Ooh, what's going on? What is everybody doing?
Pissed to Bishop. Push them in the river, then I'm going to go into the bunker.
Okay. No. I go to, since you said that, I'm actually going to go and do the stupid thing and try and catch, since it's near the edge of the river and I'm kind of behind it, coming in a slight angle to try and push it in the river.
Okay.
And not go in myself.
All right. Well, let's do that first. Since you guys were successfully able to sneak, it doesn't notice you, and so therefore has no defense against what you're going to try and do. So go ahead and give me a roll. If you're trying to unbalance it and throw it in, I'm going to want an athletics roll for this.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. Mm-hmm. Ooh, a 3! Okay.
I'm going to give you a -2 because it is significantly heavier than you are. So what is your total going to be?
1.
1. All right.
A success.
Yeah, it is a success. It's not, you do unbalance it, and it does take a step off into the river, but it's not completely submerged, and it's still active.
I tell the guard, push it in!
You can roll for the guard if you want.
Come on, give me a good roll, guard. One.
Yeah, we're going to have a base athletic since they are soldiers. Sure, the guard takes a running leap at it, seeing where you're getting at, and doesn't want to be burned to death himself. So he takes a running leap and just flies into the top of the robot, and it does successfully knock the robot the rest of the way in the water, so it is submerged. You hear the hissing steam as the water covers the flames that were sprouting on its arms. The guard is also in the river, though, and is starting to float away.
That's why I didn't
somewhat
want to go
easier over. Than the robot.
I see. I'm just going to keep running, I guess, towards the east.
Hold on a second, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry. Now, Gaven, you were going
trying
into
to find some sort of control unit. Yeah.
Right. Well, what you do see is that the floor has rolled back slightly, and there was a recess beneath where the metallic man came out of. It's just enough room for him to fit down in there. And you see, like, power lines that were apparently attached to it to keep it active while it was down there.
No sign of controls?
No sign of controls.
No.
And
I suspect I'll do my action this turn. So
Andrina, what were you doing?
I was going to continue running east.
Okay, just move your token as you do so.
Yeah, I'm not sure how far I can go.
One of the larger squares is
okay. All right, there you go.
Okay. The other guard comes down, looking for more of these things, and he's going to take a shot at that robot on the end. You see sparks fly off of the robot's shell. It looks like the guard was a pretty good shot, but it doesn't seem to affect the metal man.
Metal
the metal man
work.
Now has the guard. He sees the guard down here and is going to roast the guard. Gouts of flame come out of the metal man's hand, and the guard surrounded in fire, and his uniform quickly catches fire and starts burning. And these other two are just kind of chasing Greena.
Does the guard have some sort of reaction move to jump into the water?
He'll attempt to do that on his turn.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next turn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just realized I have a jetpack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd be wearing it.
No, I said I have it with me. I made it very small.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. That was one of the benefits of the points put into it, was that it was a very, very small unit. So you could be wearing it. We could say that.
It well would have been crowded then.
So, yes, I light up and take to the sky.
Okay. If you're just going straight up, you can just leave yourself where you are there.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
I figured you'd fun. Then.
Yes, you inside the bunker, you hear a woohoo!
All right. Scar's going to dive into the water to attempt to put himself out. And what are you guys doing?
Oh, sorry, you first.
I'm going to try and pull one of the cables out and see how much reach it's got. Hopefully still sparking electricity.
It is, actually.
You might be able to see where I'm going with this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bishop, get the robot over here.
I kind of wave my hands in the air like, hey, robot, over here. I have a question. Was there at least even a little bit of a dent where he shot it?
No, there doesn't appear to be.
Damn it. I'm like, hey, robot, yeah, come over here. And then I kind of run in and hide? Is there anything to hide behind?
No, it's empty, other than the pit that the robot came out of.
Go around the side of the bunker.
Oh, I go around the side of the bunker.
All right. Well, it now sees you and starts marching towards that way. This one gets a little closer to where your position was there, Drina, and it opens out the gout of fire. You are out of its range, though. It is kind of testing your range there. And this one is heading that way. Seems to be ignoring you.
Not a good sign. Never mind.
Okay, next round.
Mm-hmm.
I move over here and ready in action to shove the cable into the robot as it passes by.
Okay.
I'm going to continue running to the right, kind of making sure I stay a good distance ahead so that it won't be in range to burn me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope the guards have enough intelligence to get out before they get fanned to death. We'll find out. I'm just lying on the river, no worries. Ah!
I'll just swim along the river.
Oh, right, what's Dream doing? What
I'm going to shoot an explosive robot.
Okay. You are having to maintain your jetpack at the same time, so I'm going to say -1.
Okay.
Just to keep from you're kind of hovering, you're an unstable platform there.
Good. Did I hover as an aspect when I was starting over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, there it is.
Are you shooting one of the rifles that you were given? One of the handguns?
Yes.
Okay.
I just using the rifle. So I have that. And that's nice. 4 with a -1. 4 successes.
Okay, 4 successes. Your bullet seems to have hit a joint. You see a spark kind of go off one of its arms, and... Well, you can describe what goes on there. You have taken it out.
Awesome. It turns out I take aim from the, as it reaches, its arm up to, blast Drina with another jet of fire. She takes aim and shoots and severs the small fuel, line that leads from its inner, fuel cell to the flamethrower. And as the robot triggers its weapon, it goes up in a fiery pile of death, basically.
Another one marches alongside the building there. This one is following Bishop. And Gavin, if you want to leap out with your electrical cables as it passes by, you can give me an athletics roll.
Okay. So 1 at the moment.
Yep. All right. I mean, it's a success, but damage is always based on how well you roll. I mean, I'm going to give it 2 shifts for being electricity, but are you satisfied with that?
Not really. I'm just wondering what I can use. Knuckle down and get the job done. I think just add 2. Straight add 2.
There you go. 4 is what we're looking for. So you take it out. You can describe how that happens.
As I shove the electrical circuit into an ankle bolt on it, suddenly it stops, starts quivering, blue electrical sparks fire over it, sort of juggling arcs, and eventually it locks up mid-step, starts smoldering, and then a comically small little bit of fire comes out of one of its elbows for a moment or two.
Okay, and the guards... Oh... One guard manages just to make it to the bank, choking and sputtering, and one of them, unfortunately, goes right into the blades.
Does he live?
The clear blue water suddenly mists over with a cloud of red.
Our dear.
All right. And, back at the top. You have successfully stopped 2 of them from moving. One of them seems to be making a getaway.
Yes, I'm going to fly after it
mm-hmm.
and shoot at it.
Do I see Drina in the air?
Oh, yeah. She's hard to miss. She's got this yada.
Okay, then I'm going to start heading her direction. Mm-hmm. See what she's going after.
Move over there and assist the situation, see the other robots around. Mm-hmm. So I can see that one. I don't know if I see the other one.
I don't think I see the other one either, but I see she's shooting at something, so I know to go that direction.
Right. Okay, well, if you're moving and firing at the same time, minus two. Just because okay. You're using the jetpack.
And that's a one.
All right, you hit the machine, but it doesn't seem to pause it in its pace. You guys all moved already. It continues moving.
Yeah.
Going for the broadcast tower for some reason. Mm-hmm. And the other one?
That's all of them.
It's actually a mechanical man that charred with fire as it has fallen over.
Yeah, it hasn't fallen over. It's still standing straight. It's still standing up, but it's on fire and has stopped moving.
All right.
Since I saw the direction she's shooting, I'm gonna kind of head this direction. Mm-hmm. And if I get a clear shot, I'll take a shot at it if it moves.
I was
going to
head the rest direction because I don't know if I can directly tell where she was. I don't know that the robot over there. So I'm going to go around this one. Yeah.
You guys can move four of those smaller squares and still considered to be in one zone. Anything past that is a second zone, which would incur the penalty for trying to cross a zone.
At the moment, I'm not doing this moving this round, so I'm not trying to...
I'm moving and firing, so I'll take the negative one penalty.
All right, well, you still can't see it from where you are.
Yeah, but if it moves into my area of fire... All
right, well, what it does is continue on right into the electrical tower. And it starts tearing it apart, or attempting to. It just gets there this time, or this round.
Damn it. Well, I can't let it tear apart my tower, so I'm going to shoot at it again.
Sure.
I may want to move at some point as well.
Hmm?
I may want to move at some point.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to either move up or forward. So
you're flying, so I mean, you can go right over the house, that's fine. You take the minus one since you're still driving while you're shooting.
Okay, and pow. No, that's... I'm at minus one.
Minus one.
That's two.
Yeah, are you happy with that?
Well, let's see. It's about to destroy my tower. So I'm going to say, no, I'm not happy with that. You see, as he lumbers on towards the tower and reaches out, just... grippy little robot grip hands to tear it apart. I get there first because I'm faster than you. So I'm going to take the plus two and make that a three.
Okay. You're going to need a four to actually take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to stop there, you can, but you won't be able to take it out.
Damn it.
You've got plenty of chips. Spin another one.
Plus, yeah. Even, and it's not like the another guy who's there who's a very good shot who's coming up on you is, you know, there.
Well, that's going to take a while to give and get there.
Yeah. Man, a chip. Okay, I'll find it. So. And I.
So you. Doing it or not, I'm not sure.
Well, if you don't, this is the same turn, so Bishop could take a shot and hope that he gets the needed amount if you don't want to.
I like what my skill's at.
I don't think any of my aspects really apply for this right now, so I'm just going to leave it at three.
Right, your shot, it's a good solid shot, but it seems to ricochet off the metal man's skin. Do you want to take a shot, Bishop?
Yeah, I move forward so I get a closer and good shot. So I'm probably at a negative one. And I'll take my shot. Holy crap!
Shoot, Drina!
What's the total? So,
that would put me at one.
With, okay. Well, you moved last round, not this round, right?
Oh, yeah.
So okay, you're not at a minus one.
So that'd be a two, which is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Damn you, Harris! I know you're trying to destroy evidence, and I can't let you do that.
Sure, you have an idea that he is involved, since the airplane is down there, sure. And you're going to do a reroll?
That gives me a, let's see here, and a six.
Okay, you well take it out, if you can go ahead and describe that.
What are you shooting up to?
Superb.
Nice.
He wants to make sure that he never has a problem shooting a gun again.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, it's enough to take it out. You can describe what happens there.
I get forward, brace, and be like, I look down the barrel and go, Harris, you're not getting anything, you bastard. I take the aim, shoot right through the head, and it kind of plumes as the head explodes, and it falls backwards as it's about to try and destroy the machine. Antenna.
Sweet. All right. Thanks for saving my antenna. I do appreciate it.
The farmyard is quiet again, with the metal men not creating the rumbling as they're walking around. You hear some sputtering from the water, from the river, as one of the guards has climbed out and rolled over onto his back and trying to catch his breath.
And then notices the red mist behind him.
No, I'm serious. Wait, I asked, where's the other guard?
I shout out there, he's, I don't know, he was in the, and he takes a look at the water. I don't think he made it.
Let's see. What he got?
Yep.
Last, his wife will be mine. I mean, chain.
did he get caught in the turbine?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Go over and look, we're out of turn segments now, so yeah, you can go and look over there, and it was the guy that got burned, and he apparently just wasn't able to get to the safety of the riverbank, got sucked into the turbine.
We can't even examine his charred remains. It will be missed. So what do you think your new partner will be like?
You heartless bastard.
You're a heartless bastard.
That's what he says to you, you heartless bastard.
I know. He'll be taken care of, I know.
Just for that, I'm not flying you home.
He will be missed.
We dropped the robots.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At least, sir, we did not, nothing was destroyed. His death will not be in vain.
So, let's go and fly into the bunker. I'm not really feeling like touching the ground right now. I'm kind of enjoying this.
Don't you have a limited burn?
Yeah, it's got
10 minutes. Time. Got 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of time. It's turned on like seconds. No,
I go ahead and turn it off. I'm looking at the sconces where they were lying, I guess. Yeah. What's in there? There's got to be something that triggered a speaker.
Yes. What you're able to find is there the cables not only supply power, but one of them is actually a telegraph line as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going over the robots, it looks to you like something was tripped and they were sent to command.
Okay.
That would.
Mm-hmm. That could be anything. I'm guessing it's probably the door, frankly.
Possibly.
Yeah. Speaking of telegraphs, Now that we've got a moment to think about it, those codes do look, seem a little familiar. Well, the style of them, at least.
Hmm?
Those codes, the numbers and letters you found?
Oh!
Could be telegraph codes. They're the same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Not familiar with telegraph or, I believe, what's it they use? Morse code? Not mm-hmm. familiar with it.
I've had to send a few signals for the ministry in my time.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. You would definitely recognize this from working in the ministry. What the codes are is like you preface like a broad range telegraph that's not because you can broadcast it out for just whoever can receive it. And so to make sure the right person receives it, you send out this digit code first. The other person responds back with the other code, so you know you've reached the right person.
Hmm. This will be. Also, okay. I was going to say something about Drina. The technology here will also be useful on how they're draining it from the city. That could be.
Yeah. Quick, while she's away, destroy everything she has.
Yes. Yes. Do these robots, now that since there's the one that, since I'm guessing the one that burned probably isn't completely destroyed, or the one that the other guy shot?
Okay, one. Shot. Drina shot one, blew it up. I electrocuted one.
Oh, yeah, the electrocuted.
Fired it. The other one's in the water. Not able to do so at all.
Did these robots look more advanced than the ones we dealt with previously?
They do.
Oh. Do they look as advanced as the ones we saw in the photograph with Tesla?
Hard to tell. Because you're just comparing it to a photograph. I mean, you can't compare actual workings. It looks like these are more streamlined. They're better built. My cat in the background is getting angry.
It's because he wants this advanced model.
Yes. They don't look the same as far as being as advanced. You wouldn't know unless there was some way to compare the two physically.
Yeah, but so they look
the
more.
The ones they took with them to Metapol with a probe were more refined, more cruder than this. Mm-hmm. So they're both models here at the farm.
Yeah, these may be the actual their models because the other guys we were working that we captured weren't working with the Red Hull. They just owned the place. So that these, and they got leftovers, and those were the cheaper ones. So these may be the more advanced models that the Red Hull, Ace Hull gang were using, and Harris is using. Damn.
If the five of us managed to deal with them pretty easily.
Well, that's true. I don't know. I'm guessing that they figured that this was enough to get the job done. I mean,
one nearly did get the broadcast down,
right?
Yeah, and the others really did cook the one guard. May he rest in peace.
All right, I go to the tower itself. Is there anything distinctive about it?
Other than whatever I told you? I mean, what are you looking for?
No. I don't know. I know. I'm trying to figure out why they left it, and I realize, it's still perfectly usable. If they ever come back here, they could just bring another radio and hook it up.
Actually, they already still have the radio down there.
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
But you could just buy another one, and with the antenna in place, it's perfect.
Yes, we could buy another one, and or have Tesla buy another one, and kind of since we have a few codes, although there's probably codes where may not be fully up today.
I suspect they may know that those codes will now be considered compromised if they've got any sense to them.
Hmm. Paris is the head, so they have a lot of sense.
But still, it's got to be... I still think it would be worth it to get a radio and bring it back here. I mean, we might be able to
figure out what frequency they're using. Indeed.
Yeah, and we might as well keep the codes just in case, you know, there's some guy who gets a little bit out of the loop, who's a little bit old, who's, you know, he may be underground for a while and may need to send a message based off an old code.
Can I fly to Metapole, buy a radio, and fly back?
That's a little bit outside of a 10-minute range, but I mean, you can do that and still, you know, have a decent amount of sunlight left today. It's not that far. You would have been driven here by the farm guys anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So, we'll just do a cutscene and you come back with whatever equipment that you wanted to try. That's fine.
I was going to send the guard back in. Me and Gavin were kind of going to guard the place, since that was probably it. And so the guard
stay here in case there's more robots.
Okay, yeah. Have the guard stay and have Drina make sure to tell the right people that the guard ask the guard who we need to contact to get the right people out here, you know, to take care of the,
of the murder victim.
Yes. Although there's not much of the victim left.
Just shush.
Don't dwell on anything horrific.
Yes. Yes.
No problem. Yeah, we do what we can to get the poor guy taken care of, and we come back with the radio.
Right. So what is the plan? What are you trying to figure out? So you have this radio, and you can easily hook it into the power line, into the antenna line.
So let's see.
Check the frequencies and see if there's anything we can find. I suspect, or check the, especially the, does the piece of paper have any protected code frequencies on it?
No, it just has the telegraph, what you remember as being telegraph codes.
Hmm.
Is the telegraph still working?
Well, it's easy enough to get it working. I mean, telegraph is a very simple piece of machinery.
Yeah.
It's basically two wires that you connect to make a contact, and that sends the electrical pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Let's see, I know that, at least in the real world, and the radio antennas are made to be a certain length, because there's a certain length of antenna that is best for picking up any certain frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to see basically which frequency comes in clearest.
Okay. There's nothing being broadcast at the moment. I mean, you can, you know, you do some quick math and you can figure out what range of frequencies this antenna was best suited to receive. But there doesn't seem to be anything broadcasting on right now. You're not picking up anything.
Okay.
We can probably just have Tesla's men and kind of get a group of Tesla's men, then just have, you know, one or two of them working around the clock, listening for anything, kind of like they would have been.
Right. That's true. So I guess we could. I was trying to think: is there any point of fixing the telegraph? Would anything be between the Rudas or?
Probably not, but it's best to have it in on anyway, just in case.
Don't know if you need to be in this particular station to pick up those particular frequencies. If we know what frequencies we're looking for, I don't know how much position will matter.
Actually, it matters in the fact that they're so far up in the frequency range. You're going to need an antenna this big to receive it.
Ah, well, there you go. What the voice said. I just wanted to see if you can have a look at that door just to see there's nothing else odd going on with it. What the hell was going on with it in the first place?
Sure. Now that you've got you thought about looking at it, sure enough, it looks like when the doors opened, it did trip some kind of switch. That looks like it was kind of put on. It wasn't originally part of the door. It looks like it was just shoddily slapped on after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys actually hook up the telegraph?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. We do. As soon as you hook it up, it starts clattering away.
Yeah. Take notes. Notes.
Notes. Notes. Take notes.
Gavin is probably the only one has any reason to know Morse. And yeah. It's.
I thought.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no! Thing. You just said anyone who knows who know Morse. I'm like, I know a guy named Morse. He sells stuff.
Yes. Gavin, it seems to be a sequence of numbers and letters. It's not words that are being clattered out.
Is it one of the? Is it by any chance one of the ones on the paper?
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
It is actually. It's in the second column. Remember that the paper has three columns.
Three columns.
Yeah. It's in the second column, about the fifth row down.
Would you like to try the first column or the third column?
I'm not sure this is asking for a call sign back.
Hey, I mean, they could just be sending out a message to agents they already have in place. We just don't know.
Is it repeating?
Yes, it's repeating.
It's most likely just a board. It could be waiting for a signal back, but the fact that there's no pause for it, waiting, checking the signal back.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I know that what they sometimes do is you get an agent, they have like a what's called a one-time code pad.
Yeah, like
yeah. You send out a number, they look up that code in the notebook, which only means one thing, and then they tear that page out and destroy it. Yeah. Then the next code goes. They go to the next page, and it gives them some other.
Yeah.
It's a slow way to get information out, but it's very secure. Because if you don't have the notepad, you have no idea. It's not a coded message. If you don't have the pad, you have no idea what the message is.
It's a one-way message that only there is no pattern to it.
I mean, for all we know, they could indeed be waiting for a call back, which we have some information for, but I'm not sure I'm particularly willing to guess right this minute. Unless I have reason to. I'm looking at the voice.
You don't know.
No, okay.
Yeah. Right. Could not be.
All we know is that
I'm not going to try things randomly if it's going to make things worse for us potentially, and it may well do.
Yeah.
This, in fact, could be missions to say that the robots have been activated for all we know.
But this message is
receiving, not sending.
There's something that's being sent out.
We don't know where it's being sent from.
Or we don't
know.
There could
be some other automated system around here that's sending this out.
Yes.
Like you mean on the farm here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that's a possibility. This is just picking up that message that we are sending out ourselves.
I'll give you this from Drina's earlier role. The telegraph line is actually spliced into the antenna line. So it is receiving this from the air.
Right. Gotcha.
As opposed to being tied into a landline.
How quickly can we contact Test, how generally are signals able to be triangulated?
Difficult. You know it can be done because they've some of the things you've worked on before, they've done it. But it requires a fair amount of equipment to be able to do it.
I'm wondering if we contacted Tesla, would he be able to triangulate the signal, presuming it continues to broadcast? If we are going to do that sooner rather than later.
Okay. All right. Let's make it happen.
The third and final part of Session 9 will be out in a few days. Leave us comments or suggestions at steamstealmurder@gmail.com.